child sex abuse cover-up.
The church showed a complete disdain for victims.
Transgender triumph.
You know, tonight we made history. We've already
Vigil for the Queen of Soul. Lord,
this is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The numbers are staggering, the details are revolting, and so far the Vatican has been silent on a bombshell Pennsylvania grand jury report that says more than 1,000 children were subjected to sexual abuse at the hands of some 300 Roman Catholic priests in that state over the past 70 years. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Survivors wept as Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro publicly revealed the contents of the landmark grand jury report for the first time.
When you saw the emotion on the survivors' faces, what did that mean to you?
It means the world to me to be able to do this for them, to help them have some modicum of healing.
Victims and their loved ones had been anticipating the release of the report, the most sweeping examination yet of child sex abuse in the U.S. Catholic Church.
We've stood up and said our truth.
Secret's out now.
Investigators uncovered disturbing allegations, including a 7-year-old girl raped in a hospital after she had her tonsils taken out, a 9-year-old boy whose mouth was rinsed with holy water after being forced to perform oral sex, and 5 sisters abused by the same priest.
How old was the youngest victim?
She was 18 months old when she was for the first time. 18 months old, she was in a diaper.
The report accuses senior church officials of covering up the abuse. Authorities have charged just 2 priests. Many are dead, and the statute of limitations has run out in nearly every case. It was a day for diversity in some states that held political primaries yesterday. Vermont Democrats picked the nation's first transgender candidate for governor, Christine Hallquist.
I must say, I'm incredibly honored. Incredibly honored to have all your support.
Minnesota Democrats nominated Ilhan Omar for a House seat, who, if elected, would be the first Somali American in Congress.
Together we can organize around the politics of hope.
Republicans backed by President Trump won primaries for governor in Wisconsin, the incumbent Scott Walker, and in Minnesota, Jeff Johnson, who beat former Governor Tim Pawlenty.
I support Donald Trump. I have always supported Donald Trump. It doesn't mean I always agree with him. Doesn't mean we have the same style. We don't. So we're going to differ sometimes.
A week after the Kansas GOP primary for governor, Kris Kobach, backed by President Trump, was declared the winner over the incumbent Jeff Collier. CBS's Weijia Jiang has the latest this morning on the story that continues to have the White House on the defensive.
There is a lot of corruption that went on both in the campaign and in the White House.
The next president of the United States!
Former presidential aide Omarosa Manigault Newman says she's ready to provide special counsel Robert Mueller whatever he needs to expose wrongdoing at the Trump campaign and the White House.
I'm going to blow the whistle on all of it.
Hours earlier, the president's team filed an arbitration against Omarosa for breach of her 2016 confidentiality agreement with the Trump campaign.
I don't believe that I violated, but I'm going to leave that to the lawyers. He's trying to silence me, so what is he trying to hide?
Omarosa is in the middle of a media blitz to promote her new book, Unhinged.
Well, closing arguments begin this morning in the trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy, he's at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.
Where Manafort and his defense team stunned everyone watching yesterday, announcing they would present no defense, calling no witnesses. Manafort himself told a judge he would not testify. The former Trump campaign chairman and his lawyers evidently believe the prosecution here has not proved its case. This morning, closing arguments, then instructions to the jury, which will decide whether Manafort is guilty. He is charged with 18 counts of bank and tax fraud. Prosecutors allege he tried to hide millions he made lobbying on behalf of pro-Russian forces in Ukraine. Then he lied to banks to get loans to pay his mounting debts, they say. He'll face trial on different charges relating to that lobbying in a D.C. federal courtroom next month, Steve.
Plenty of questions in Genoa, Italy, the day after a bridge collapsed in a storm, leaving at least 37 people dead. CBS's Charlie Daggett is there.
Government officials have arrived here this morning. They're facing growing demands to explain exactly how something like this could have happened. The public prosecutor has already announced that a criminal investigation will be underway to determine whether negligence was involved. But locals here have been expressing fears for years that that bridge would never survive an earthquake.
In South Florida, first day of school at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where 17 people were killed in the Valentine's Day mass shooting.
There are changes, chain-link fences around the buildings inside the campus, creating a double perimeter, for example. Students and staff will also wear ID badges. There are new security cameras and self-locking classroom doors. And now the school has at least one armed guardian and three police resource officers, up from one last year. Peter King, CBS News, Parkland, Florida.
On the Health Watch this morning, the FDA has approved a pregnancy app.
It's called Natural Cycles.
Measure your temperature first thing in the morning.
Many women will recognize this as the rhythm method, but the Swedish-based company claims its algorithms are the most accurate yet in pinpointing a woman's fertility.
A green day means that you cannot get pregnant.
The FDA says clinical studies suggested it was more effective than the pill and condoms, less effective than hormonal IUDs. Experts warning, though, the only sure way to avoid pregnancy is not to have sex. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Before dawn this morning in Detroit, people gathered to pray for Aretha Franklin at the New Bethel Baptist Church where her dad was once a pastor.
Father God, we come this morning asking you to touch the Queen of Soul today.
In my Father's house, a little table.
Franklin, who is seriously ill, was visited at home yesterday by Jesse Jackson and Stevie Wonder. A one-of-a-kind piece of sports memorabilia has sold at auction, as we hear from CBS's Pam Coulter.
A baseball signed by nearly a dozen greats of the game is sold for more than $600,000. The players, including Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and Honus Wagner, all signed the ball on the same day in 1939 when they became the first class to enter the Baseball Hall of Fame. The winning bid from a Southern California collector dwarfed the previous record of $345,000 for a signed ball. The only original Hall of Fame inductee who didn't sign it was Lou Gehrig, who was headed to a hospital where he would be diagnosed with ALS. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Morgana King has died at 87. She was a Grammy-nominated jazz singer, but got wide recognition for playing the wife of Don Vito Corleone in the first two Godfather movies. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.